Welcome to Into the Life with Tom Julian.
Good morning. This is Tom Julian. Welcome to Into the Life on KPXQ 1360 in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm excited about our guest today. Her name is Gila Mendelson. She's an author and an international speaker. Best-selling book is called The Magic Touch, Outside Inside, Head to Heart. And a book we want to discuss today, Hands Off, This May Be Love, www.handsoffbook.com. Welcome, Gila. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Okay. I'm doing great. Gila, I'm actually fascinated with this book because I find the Christian community is actually becoming somewhat lenient, if you will, in observing and allowing, if that's probably not the right word, allowing, but the Old and New Testament teachings on touch, on, if I may, premarital sex. And how do you actually, when you say hands off, are you talking specifically even the ability to hold hands, or how far can you go with your hands from your book? Is that all right, Brit?
Not too far.
Okay, that's what we want to get into. So let's talk about
the,
because
traditional,
go ahead.
The traditional Orthodox Jewish practice is that we have no affectionate physical contact before marriage, which means that if I'm walking out into a busy street and I'm in danger of being hit by a car, certainly, you know, the man I'm dating can grab my arm and pull me out of traffic. A cashier can put change into my hand, and things like that. But anything that is tinged with affection would be not permitted until you're married to somebody.
Now, do you find that, is that more of a spiritual rule, or is that, do you think there's some emotional benefit to that?
I think there's both. I mean, what's interesting about the Old Testament, which is the one that I'm obviously familiar with as a Jew, is that the Old Testament doesn't really give reasons for things. It is very much a book that regulates behavior and actions. And then we have to look behind those commandments to try and discern what God might have had in mind, so to speak. And I believe very strongly that in the prohibition against premarital physical involvement, that God had in mind the idea that we could form a deeper spiritual bond with someone that relies upon a heart-to-heart connection rather than just the pleasure of physical closeness, and that the emotional benefits of that are very clear. I mean, there is no greater feeling in the world than knowing that somebody loves you not because you're capable of giving them pleasure, which isn't really love anyway, but that someone loves you for who you are. And I believe that's what it's all aimed at.
Yeah, sometimes actually I've run into people within the Christian community, and they would actually say that sometimes they felt the need to have that sexual experience with their girlfriend or boyfriend because they really wanted to see if they were compatible in that area. How do you feel about that?
I think that the whole fear about, oh my gosh, maybe we won't be sexually compatible, is very, very misleading. I personally believe that probably about 90% of sexual compatibility is in fact emotional compatibility. You can have a great, purely physical experience with somebody, but it's not going to be satisfying unless you have a deep connection and communication underlying that. So my advice to people is to make sure you marry the right person, someone with whom you feel that deep connection. And the technical aspects of things, God willing, you can work out through communication and understanding and sensitivity once you're married. But I've met too many people who are involved physically with people and for whom the physical act in its rawest sense was satisfying. But I remember one woman in particular telling me, but afterwards I felt empty inside. And that's not what I would call a satisfying, you know, intimate life. It's not what I would call real compatibility. Real compatibility begins with a person-to-person connection and then extends from there into the specific, you know, sexual technique realm.
So the relationship actually can go through somewhat of steps, if you will. I mean, you're discussing more of an emotional, relational companionship, and that in turn creates the love more than the physical touch. Where do you think the modern era, if you will, if I may, the Christian community, where do you think they get that belief that they have to have that touch? What is it within the human being that you think makes us want to feel that? Is it something that we are maybe insecure with our own self and we want to make sure we're connecting? Or do you think it's something else?
How about just hormones? I mean, you know, people have a natural desire to be physical with other people. It feels great. It satisfies a deep need. It can delude us into thinking we have a closer connection than we really do. And not everybody is able to delay that gratification. You know, it's definitely a tough one. I'm asking a lot of people here. But I'm asking it of them because I really believe that deep down we all want the real thing and that we can be willing to delay gratification in pursuit of that higher ideal.
So in that vein, so God is actually really, with that statement of no touch, we're really looking at the emotional well-being of an individual and their ability to really learn how to connect outside of that, which actually makes it a stronger relationship. Am I getting that?
Exactly. And that is the whole point of my book, Hands Off, This May Be Love. The whole book is simply about how to have a more deep and real connection through another person. And paradoxically, you actually achieve a deeper soul-to-soul connection when you keep physicality out of the picture until a commitment has been made. And in Judaism, a commitment means marriage itself. But you know what? Even if people just delayed getting physical until they had something very solid and real, or until they were engaged, they'd still be light years ahead of where most people are today.
I'm going to pretend like I'm a Christian man. I've met a woman, and I really want to understand. I'm not really getting the fact of no touch. I think that there is some principles there that probably really do make a lot of sense intellectually, but emotionally, I'm not there. Take me through the process of learning how to substitute, if you will, that emotional need that I feel I have, or physical need that I feel I have, and how can I work at overcoming that and really becoming a good and healthy partner in my relationship?
Well, I find that just not being able to get physical brings out a whole different side in a person that sometimes they didn't even realize they had before. And I've had men tell me this before, that when a girl made it clear that physicality was not going to be in the picture, they were compelled to relate to her, you know, verbally, emotionally, intellectually, in every other way. And in the process, it's not that like their hormones suddenly disappear. Okay, and physical attraction obviously is very important in a relationship, but they just get sucked into something deeper and more compelling than the kind of like quick, you know, instantaneous sexual attraction they also, you know, all too often gets acted on. So what I find is that in bringing out a deeper part of a man and putting him in touch with his deeper desires, and I believe that men need and want love just as much as women do deep down, I think men can really be transformed and find that it's really not impossible.
So because at that point of the relationship, you're not realistically in love with that woman, but you are attracted to her. And men, we're visual people, so beings. So we are more attracted to that woman's physicality, if you will. That's what's kind of propelled us to move forward in getting to know that person. So our objective has always been to get physical because that's what we're attracted to. So what you're saying is we need to learn how to become attracted to even the intellectual and emotional part of that woman. And that, to me, seems to be the large roadblock that many people are not, though they're just stopping at and getting out of the car. They don't know how to really get around that. So am I hitting on some of that stuff now? Because we are physical and men are visual.
Oh, yeah.
But a woman isn't as looking at that as much as the men are looking at that. But yet the woman is the one that's really going to control the steps forward in that physicality, because the men are really just going to go as far as they can, right? I mean, right? They're gonna, you know, if you allow it, I'm there, babe. But the man has to really learn, if he really wants to be in love, then he's going to have to discover that he's only got a part and a very small part of that woman in his understanding, in his mind. Am I on there? What say you on that?
Yeah. You're totally on. You're totally on. Men sometimes need to be guided a bit more than women into the depth of a you know, a deeper bond and a deeper connection. And just not being able to get physical pulls them there. And yes, it's definitely easy for women, but I'd like to give men a little bit more credit here. I mean, I have seen men who are capable of tremendous self-restraint because they too have the conviction about this. It's not just the women kind of, you know, setting the bar for them and they having to kind of follow along like little obedient puppy dogs. I mean, here in Jerusalem, we have hundreds, thousands of men studying in, you know, men's religious colleges called yeshivas, and they have all chosen to be celibate until they get married. And they, you know, most of them, to the best of my knowledge, are pretty capable of making it up until the wedding. And I think that part of the problem is the society that we live in is giving absolutely no credit to men whatsoever. And if you heard the way women speak about men behind their backs, I mean, it's really bad. It's really bad. And I have been privileged to meet such incredible, amazing, sincere men with strong convictions. And sure, it's harder for them. And sure, they have all this testosterone, you know, and a higher libido that women don't have. And sure, they're more visually oriented and physical attraction is so much more powerful for them. But they really are capable of looking at a woman more deeply because they realize this is not just for fun, you know, this is for life. And that beauty queen is not going to be such a beauty queen maybe 20 or 30 years down the line. What's going to endure is her inside, her internal self, her soul. And so I better make darn sure that I'm really drawn to that at least as much as I'm drawn to her physical appearance.
We're talking today with Gila Mendelson. Website is GILA-M as in Mary, A, N as in Nancy, O, L, S as in Sam, O, N as in Nancy.com. Got a great book out called Hands Off, This May Be Love. www.handsoffbook.com. One of the questions I was thinking about too is, I heard a definition of love once being that love was to will the highest good no matter the cost. And this would probably be really effective, that statement, as it relates to the physical touch. I mean, if you're going to really show a woman your strength, that being able to respect her and deny self is part of that ability to actually truly show her how much you love her.
I couldn't agree with you more, and I'll even go a little further than that if I can be a little risque. I think that a man who can exercise self-restraint out of incredible respect for a woman, I would almost call it sexy. It is just so attractive to know that a man wants nothing more than to get physical with you. But out of his regard for you and respect for you, he is holding back. That is an incredible big spiritual turn-on for a woman. And it means so much more than some guy who's just following his animal instincts.
Yeah. The cold shower really comes into play, doesn't it?
Yep.
Gila, we're going to close up on this show, but I wanted to just ask you, if somebody wanted to communicate with you through the website to speak in Arizona, do you speak much on the western part of the country? Or?
Yeah, I get out every once in a while. I've definitely been in Arizona before, and I'd love to come back.
This is Tom Julian with KPXQ 1360. You're listening to Into the Life. Thank you for so much for listening, and we'll see you next week at 9:30 Saturday. God bless.